This hour of the Trevor Carey Show, sponsored by OsborneHomes.com.
One point the president kept hammering over and over was the fact that the former vice president had his chance, 47 years in Washington, to fix whatever issue they were talking about, from criminal justice reform and climate change to health care.
He was for 47 years. He didn't do it. It was just a little while ago, right? Less than 4 years ago. He didn't do anything.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400.
No one should be going to jail because they have a drug problem. We should fundamentally change the system, and that's what I'm going to do.
But why didn't he do it 4 years ago? Why didn't you do that 4 years ago, even less than that? Why didn't you?
You were
vice president, but you were there just a short time ago, and you guys did nothing.
We did.
You know, Joe, I ran because of you. I ran because of Barack Obama, because you did a poor job. If I thought you did a good job, I would have never run.
It was a great debate. The president had a different style last night. Oh, yeah, he's got different styles depending on how he feels that night, I guess. He did his own debate review today. I thought he covered himself pretty well.
There are certain groups of very aggressive people that love the first debate, but I think this was better. This is obviously a more popular way of doing it. And no, I think, you know, I wanted to play by the rules. I felt very strongly about it. It's two different styles. I'm able to do different styles, you know, if you had to, but this seemed to be much more popular.
Something that COVID put a damper on was our conversation out here, especially in California, the state that's really feels the weight of illegal immigration. Joe Biden actually said amnesty for all illegal aliens in the first 100 days. We owe them.
So why should voters trust you with an immigration overhaul now?
Because we made a mistake. It took too long to get it right. I'll be president of the United States, not vice president of the United States. And the fact is, I've made it very clear. Within 100 days, I'm going to send to the United States Congress a pathway to citizenship for over 11 million undocumented people. And all of those so-called dreamers, those DACA kids, they're going to be immediately certified again to be able to stay in this country and put on a path to citizenship.
We already knew that. He raised his hand. It'd be free health care. Can you imagine the flood that would be coming in? Of course, racism had to rear its head. Of course, President Trump is a racist. Doesn't matter how many times he denounces it. It never stops.
You've shared a video of a man chanting white power to millions of your supporters. You've said that black professional athletes exercising their First Amendment rights should be fired. What do you say to Americans who say that kind of language from a president is contributing to a climate of hate and racial strife?
Well, you have to understand, the first time I ever heard of Black Lives Matter, they were chanting pigs in a blanket, talking about police. Pigs, talking about our police. Pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. I said, that's a horrible thing. And they were marching down the street. And that was my first glimpse of Black Lives Matter. I thought it was a terrible thing. As far as my relationships with all people, I think I have great relationships with all people. I am the least racist person in this room.
And Joe Biden turned around and called him Abraham Lincoln. He is the least
racist person in this room.
Abraham Lincoln here is one of the most racist presidents we've had in modern history. He pours fuel on every single racist fire. Every single one. Started off his campaign coming down the escalator saying he's going to get rid of those Mexican rapists. He's banned Muslims because they're Muslims. He has moved around and made everything worse across the board. He says about the poor boys, last time we were on stage here, he said, I told him to stand down and stand ready.
Hey, Joe, it's the Proud Boys, not the poor boys. But go ahead.
Come on. This guy is a dog whistle about as big as a foghorn.
President Trump, I'm going to give you 10 seconds to respond, and then I have a follow-up.
No, he made a reference to Abraham Lincoln. Where did that come in? I mean,
you said you're Abraham Lincoln.
No, where did that? No.
You said,
I said, not since Abraham Lincoln has anybody done what I've done for the black community.
And I'm saying,
I didn't say I'm Abraham Lincoln. I said, not since Abraham Lincoln has anybody done what I've done for the black community. Now, you have done nothing other than the crime bill
which put tens of thousands of black men, mostly, in jail.
All right, let me,
you know
let me,
what?
Let me
they
ask
remember
Vice
it,
President
because if
Biden
you look
question.
At what's happening with the voting right now,
let me ask
they
Vice
remember
President
that
Biden
you treated them very, very badly. Just take a look at what's happening out there.
Hey, Catholic Joe, way to take God's name in vain. We heard you.
I'll make mistakes as president.
Yeah, President Trump challenged him to come clean, man. Come on, talk about how much family has been raking in. Got a lot of money from Russia. Got a lot of money from China. A Senate report out. The former mayor of Moscow's ex-wife, all of that.
You know who I am. You know who he is. You know his character. You know my character. You know our reputations for honor and telling the truth. I am anxious to have this race. I am anxious to see this take place. I am, the character of the country is on the ballot. Our character is on the ballot. Look at us closely.
Respond
to this. Russia, Ukraine, China, other countries, Iraq, if this is true, then he's a corrupt politician.
Right.
So don't give me the stuff about how you're this innocent baby. Joe, they're calling you a corrupt politician.
Nobody's
hey, President Trump, I want to stay
hell.
On the issue
Excuse
of race.
Me.
We're
Take
talking
a look
about
at the
laptop issue.
From
yeah,
hell.
President Trump, stop talking about that.
And I have to respond to that.
Please.
Because look,
very quickly.
There are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant.
And they also said, why don't you tag that? I wish the president interjected there. And they said they have no proof as well. All those 50 that he's supposedly naming, there's absolutely zero proof. Director of National Intelligence Ratcliffe came out and said absolutely nothing. But go ahead, Lyman Biden.
They have said that this is has all the care. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage. Nobody believes it except of his and his good friend Rudy Giuliani.
You mean the laptop is now another Russia hoax?
That's exactly what.
Is this
that's
where you're
exactly
going?
What
this is
told.
Where he's going. The laptop right. is Russia, yes. Russia,
gentlemen,
Russia.
I want to stay on the issue of race.
You
okay?
have to be kidding. Here
Mr.
we go
President,
again with Russia.
Sure, you do, debater. You want to stay on race? Don't get it on Russia. My word.
Same question to you. Let me ask the yes. question. You're going to have 2 minutes yes. to respond. For two elections in a row now, there has been substantial interference from foreign adversaries. What would you do in your next term to put an end to this? 2 minutes uninterrupted.
Well, let me respond to the first part as Joe answered. Joe got $3.5 million from Russia, and it came through Putin because he was very friendly with the former mayor of Moscow, and it was the mayor of Moscow's wife. And you got $3.5 million. Your family got $3.5 million, and you know, someday you're going to have to explain why did you get $3.5 million. I never got any money from Russia. I don't get money from Russia. Now, about your thing last night, I knew all about that. And through John Ratcliffe, who is fantastic, DNI, he said the one thing that's common to both of them, they both want you to lose because there has been nobody tougher to Russia with between the sanctions, nobody tougher than me on Russia. Between the sanctions, between all of what I've done with NATO, you know, I've got the NATO countries to put up an extra $130 billion going to $420 billion a year. That's to guard against Russia. I sold, while he was selling pillows and sheets, I sold tank busters to Ukraine. There has been nobody tougher on Russia than Donald Trump. And I'll tell you, they were so bad. They took over the submarine port. You remember that very well. During your term, during you and Barack Obama, they took over a big part of what should have been Ukraine. You handed it to them. But you were getting a lot of money from Russia. They were paying you a lot of money, and they probably still are. But now, with what came out today, it's even worse. All of the emails, the horrible emails of the kind of money that you were raking in, you and your family. And Joe, you were vice president when some of this was happening, and it should have never happened. And I think you owe an explanation to the American people. Why is it? Somebody just had a news conference a little while ago who was essentially supposed to work with you and your family, but what he said was damning. And regardless of me, I think you have to clean it up and talk to the American people. Maybe you can do it right now.
All right, Joe.
I'll make mistakes as president.
Chuck Todd, and this is a new Democrat talking point. If anybody brings up the emails, the laptop, the actual corruption that is going on in the Biden family, you're speaking Fox primetime. It's not real English. It's not making sense. It's just some Fox language.
And I want to say this very shorthand. I felt like he was almost speaking the language of Fox primetime. And if you watch a lot of Fox primetime, you understood what he was saying. But if you don't, you have no idea. I'll be honest with you. I had some people go, what is that? I didn't hear that. I don't understand this. And I simply said, well, you don't speak that language. And I do think that was part of the president's problem, is that he did speak to folks who already understand what he's saying.
Okay. I think a lot of people that might not have heard some of that stuff went, wow. Okay, Chuck, we have our own mind, our own thoughts, our own intelligence, and you know, people do go look that up. And also CNN went and looked up and said, oops, Joe lied last night. CNN even came out and said, no, President Trump was correct. Haven't heard those words on CNN in a long time. Joe Biden last night, I've never said I was against fracking. President Trump said, yes, you have. We have it on video. Oh, well, put it up. President said, that's a promise. I'll put it up on our campaign website.
I never said I oppose fracking.
You said it on tape.
I did. Show the tape. Put it on your website.
I'll put it on.
Would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated.
What about, say, stopping fracking and stopping pipeline infrastructure?
Yeah. No new fracking. You got to transition away from it. Look, you're going to ban fracking all across America right now, right?
I would love to.
Yeah, I'd love to, too. I'd love to make sure we can't use any oil or gas, period.
So look in my eyes. I guarantee we're going to end fossil fuel. We are going to get rid of fossil fuels.
He said it. It's on tape. That's true.
I don't make money from China. You do. I don't make money from Ukraine. You do. I don't make money from Russia. You made $3.5 million, Joe, and your son gave you. They even have a statement that we have to give 10% to the big man. You're the big man, I think. I don't know. Maybe you're not. But you're the big man, I think. Your son said we have to give 10% to the big men. Joe, what's that all about? It's terrible.
What a day yesterday at the Light It Up broadcast with Farmers for Trump. How many ballots came in? We'll talk with Tal Cloud. WeVoteUSA.com. He's next.
The Trevor Carey Show. Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400. Trevor Carey on Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400.
I'm still flying high from yesterday at the Light It Up broadcast live out there on Road 80, Avenue 384 in Dinuba. Tal Cloud, WeVoteUSA.com. Wasn't that something?
That was a special event, Trevor. It was so great to see so many patriots come out, you know, drop off hundreds of ballots, and just all the swag and the excitement and the diversity of everybody out there. I mean, my favorite yesterday was when I was leaving, there was a guy in a white F-250. I don't know who you are, but you've got a Trump sign and a Trump flag and a Mexican flag. And I thought, that's classic, right? I mean, everybody, we're happy about this country. We're celebrating all the variety of who supports Trump. And it was just so cool to see everybody out there yesterday.
And as I've conveyed on the air and probably told you yesterday as well, I thought with COVID, we're guys, our first big broadcast out like this, are people going to stay at home? Will I be sitting in a field looking at Tal 6 feet away from me and we're talking? Yeah, I thought maybe, but no, it was an outpouring of people from all over the place. And the nonstop honk, honk, we're in support, honk, honk, honk. I know that the Central Valley is a little more conservative than other areas of California, but let's remember, this isn't Texas. That was California, and the support was overwhelming.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was so wonderful. But think about it. That's the dairy heartland here of Central California, where we were at yesterday. And so that people understand that, you know, a lot of the issues that President Trump's running on with water and, you know, free enterprise matters, and their livelihood matters. I mean, look at the little town of Dinuba. In the last few years, that place has just exploded. It's a big city between, the biggest city now between Visalia and Fresno. So there's a lot of excitement out there, and it was just great to see everybody. Everybody's so excited. It was just wonderful.
It was. And Mr. Doloslager and the crew out there and the young man that I, 25-year-old guy that I wish I remember his name right now. Started with an R. But from Dinuba there, who started the GoFundMe page when he saw it got burned, that they burned it down out there. He's the one that started it, raised over $1,000, you know, helped pay for the big light that's out there that they rented.
Yeah, but that's America, right? I mean, something bad happens. We had a bad actor come out and do that. And, you know, the patriotism steps forward. I mean, you know, he just, no one asked him to do it. He just stepped forward and did it. And that's what was like, you know, all of our precinct presidents. We had all of our presidents. They were driving from Fresno, Clovis, Visalia, you know, Hanford. We had people from all over the valley drive in yesterday to bring their votes and bring their families' votes. That's what I think really, Trevor, was so fun yesterday, was seeing 4, 6, 8 ballots at a time coming in where their whole family, and they just watched us, you know, accept their ballots and fill out everything. It was just wonderful.
We would have been handcuffed in North Carolina or many other areas of California for that. But as we learned, and as we, when we started talking about this a year and a half ago, we said we got to get down and dirty, and we got a ballot harvest. It's legal in California, and we got to take it to the Democrats. And I think the reason why there's a reporter outside the GOP headquarters here on Shaw looking at people ballot, a caller called and said a reporter's outside asking, did you drop that off in a box? The reason is the Democrats have been inactive. COVID just paralyzed them, and Republicans are out there on the go and collecting.
Correct. I mean, you know, 2 years ago, this was so foreign to Republicans in terms of ballot harvesting. I mean, many of us were just afraid to even touch a ballot because of how we've all, you know, technically grown up in the election industry. But now that we've seen, you know, what's legal and we've read the rules, I mean, we absolutely have the right to, you know, have the secure ballot hub. And that's what the Fresno GOP has, and that's what we had yesterday, and all those ballots have now been turned in. And you know, soon you can go online, and if you dropped your ballot off, I would say probably within 3 to 5 days you'll be able to go online and see it's already been logged in. So yeah, it's really exciting. It was just great. It was a great event for Power Talk, for iHeart, for you. It was a wonderful day yesterday.
Let's flip the good feeling here and think of it, 9:30 on election day, and you show up and there's hundreds of people in front of you. And for the last 38 minutes, the line hadn't moved because there's some glitch that's going on. You see people in election jackets walking in and people mumbling, what's going on? Suddenly you realize, hey, can you hold my place? Is there a restroom anywhere around here? You don't have to live like that this year. And that is probably what it's going to be like in many places. Now, there might be some smooth places, but that'll probably be the minority that happens out there of these polling places because all the laws have changed. So I guess what I'm trying to say, Tal, is vote now, vote early, go ahead and mail those things in or drop them off.
Well, and if you think about it, 4 years ago, we had polling places. I mean, we had, you know, a little town like Sanger, Dinuba, Reedley, they probably had 6, 8, 10 polling places. Fresno's probably had 60, and, you know, Clovis had 30. Now, maybe Clovis has 3 or 4, Fresno has, you know, 7 or 8, but all the small towns have 1. So if you have a problem with your ballot, or if you've lost your ballot, or the ballot didn't come, or you made a mistake on the ballot, any of those issues that before you just go down to your local place where there's 8 or 10 people working, now that local place has 7, you know, or 10 polling places going there, and it's still the same amount of people working there. So it could be rough, and if Republicans hold back and don't vote, we could really be in trouble in the valley. Now, we have seen some encouraging news today. I mean, Republicans are starting to get their ballots in. I think it's because of your show, Trevor, because everybody hears it. It's the number one show around. So I think everybody's listening to your show and getting out and doing it. But the numbers are starting to tick up for Republicans in the Central Valley. So that's great.
Hey, listen, this is an exciting time. And here's my fear. You have a Republican who's all fired up to vote, but they're not fired up to be late back to work or pick their kid up or to get home or whatever life crisis it might be. And in their head, Tal, they might go, well, you know what? President Trump, he's not going to probably win California anyhow, so it's not that big a deal. And they go get in their car and they leave out of frustration. And then what happens? You lose a Nunes vote, you lose a Valadao vote, you lose a Cookingham. But, you know, we can go all down the line.
But also, you lose Prop 20, you know, that reforms that horrible get-out-of-jail-free card, you know, card for all these rapists and child molesters and various, you know, violent felons. You lose that one. We, you know, maybe you can't take an Uber now because you know, the Uber costs you $400 to go from Clovis to Fresno because it's now all unionized. Or you know, we have all these other bad bonds that are on the ballot, or various other things that are not good for California, prison reform, higher taxes. So it really does matter. Every vote matters. And, you know, if you look, and it's not that hard, everybody listening to me right now, I guarantee you that you remember the stories of this race was decided by a coin toss or three votes or seven votes. I mean, a lot of votes, it matters.
It does. Not just about the president's what we're saying. Of course, it is a big deal, but there's so much more. Get your ballots. Study it. Tal, do you recommend a voter guide for people that might want some assistance and they're looking at some of these propositions?
Yeah, absolutely. The Fresno County Lincoln Club, we've put out our voter guide. We've done it for the last almost 20 years. You know, we come at it from a business perspective. So when the issues that we know about, the candidates that we've talked to or have information about, we give our yes and no. And it's all Democrat and Republican. I mean, we've endorsed Democrats this year. We've endorsed Republicans. It's all running for, you know, what race it depends on is who we're supporting. But go to Fresno County Lincoln Club and look for our voter guide, and we'll give you an explanation. Also, KMPH, on their website, they have a great one, too, that their news director, Jim Turpin, did. It really goes into really great detail on some of the different ballot initiatives. So a little bit deeper than we did.
Good to hear.
Those are the two places I would suggest.
Well, Tal, man, it was good to see you in person again. We hadn't seen each other in a while, man.
In person.
Been a while.
I know. It's a long time.
Been a while.
Well, hopefully soon we'll get together and have a after party for everybody, for all our presidents, when this is all done and we can get together. So
all right.
Thank you for what you did, and thanks for everybody coming out yesterday.
Thank you. Tal Cloud, ladies and gentlemen, if you ask the Joe Biden question about the emails now, of course, social media has shut it down. Nancy Pelosi asked today the question.
Madam Speaker, these serious allegations of corruption involving Joe Biden have been raised in recent days.
I'm not answering your questions, okay? We're talking about the coronavirus. That's what I don't have all day for questions. That's what we're taking now. Anybody have a question on the coronavirus negotiation?
Don't ask me about Joe Biden. I'm talking behind my mask.
Because I'm Nancy Pelosi.
Joel Pollack, Breitbart Senior Editor at Large. He's done such an incredible coverage of this Biden scandal. And we're going to talk to him next.
Trevor Carey, Power Talk 96.7, AM 1400, and the iHeartRadio app. The Trevor Carey Show on Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400.
Great to have him back on the show. Senior Editor at Large at Breitbart, Mr. Joel Pollack. Joel, welcome back on.
Thanks. It's good to be with you.
Hey, instead of going all over the debate stuff from last night and our time period here, I really want to focus on what you've been writing. So, I mean, your articles have been just so well written, and it's helped me follow this Joe Biden scandal. It's not a Hunter scandal. It's a Joe Biden scandal. And a lot of people, you know, catch 10 minutes of my show or maybe see Tucker for a segment or read one of your articles for a minute. But I'm going to ask you to take somebody who might not know too much about why China-Ukraine Biden is so important. And I'm going to let you start on the story timeline that you see fit right here.
Well, first of all, if you don't have a lot of time to get into the details, there are two very simple things to know about the Hunter Biden emails, the laptop, all that stuff. The first thing to know is that the emails, both on the laptop and other emails that have come out, the emails show that Joe Biden lied when he told America that he never discussed his son's business interests and he never discussed his brother's business interests or anyone else's business interests, and he added the word period for emphasis. That was a lie. We now have emails showing that Joe Biden met with his son's business partner, and the fellow who came out yesterday before the debate, Tony Bobulinski, said he personally met with Joe Biden for an hour to discuss investment in China with Hunter Biden and James Biden, James Biden being Joe Biden's brother. So we know that is a lie, and the Biden campaign isn't even pretending that they're still telling the truth about that. They're just hoping that nobody notices. But that's the most important thing. Joe Biden lied about not having anything to do with his family's business interests. That is a lie, and we can prove it's a lie that he at least met with his son's business partner while he was still vice president, and then afterwards he met with the business partners in pursuit of financial opportunities with China. So the meetings happened, the discussions happened, nobody can deny that. That's the truth, and Joe Biden lied about it. The second part of it is a little more complicated because it involves more pieces, but essentially what we've learned is that Joe Biden appears to have been part of a business scheme to make money through a joint venture with China, and he was to be given 10% of the ownership of a new company jointly created by the Biden family and a private Chinese company, which is now bankrupt, by the way. But he was going to get 10% of the new company, and Hunter Biden, his son, was going to hold that 10% for him. So it was going to be off the books. You weren't going to see it on his tax returns. You weren't going to see him listed anywhere. In fact, Tony Bobulinski, the guy who was going to be the CEO of this new company, said he was told, don't use Joe's name officially. They're very nervous about that. But Joe Biden was part of the deal, and he was known as the big guy. 10% for the big guy. That has been stitched together through work by the New York Post, by Breitbart, and by the Senate Committee on Homeland Security, which found out that $5 million that the Chinese company was going to invest in this new company never got to the new company. Instead, it went into a bank account controlled by Hunter Biden. And Hunter Biden used that money to pay himself. So the new company never got off the ground, and Hunter Biden took the money. That is the second thing to know, that Joe Biden got involved in business with his son Hunter, and Hunter cheated the business partner, the CEO of the company, and the company was doing business with China. The company was jointly owned or invested in by China. It looks a lot like the Chinese company may have cared less about whatever value came out of this joint venture in terms of production or investment returns. And really, it was just a vehicle to get the money to the Biden family.
Now,
and that's, we don't know enough about that. That's what we need to find out more about. But those two things, number one, Biden lied about his business interests and discussing them with his family. And number two, Biden looks like he was part of a failed attempt to set up a business enterprise with a very powerful Chinese company.
I can just imagine the conversations Joe Biden in private. He did what? He took a laptop into where? Well, you know, they would, if that hadn't come up, you know, I know Peter Schweizer and you at Breitbart and some others have been writing about this for quite a few years. Last night he went on record. I think his quote was not a penny, right? Hadn't received a penny.
Right. Hadn't received a penny. And, you know, that may be true in terms of what Joe Biden actually took in from his bank accounts. Now, Hunter Biden definitely got a lot of pennies, billions and billions of pennies, but Joe Biden didn't get a penny, but he may have had a lot of money tied up in ownership of other entities. There may also be, and this is a question I'd like to ask, there may be foreign bank accounts, because one of the ways wealthy people hide their assets is by parking them offshore. And there are places you can go where, if you know the right people, they will help you set up bank accounts that can't be traced. And I've talked to people who know the ins and outs of this, and they've said, yes, people do this when they want to hide something from the IRS. They have a bank account in Brunei. They have a bank account. It used to be Switzerland, but now the rules are tighter. But they have these various places they can go and put a bank account. The catch is you have to spend the money overseas. If you bring the money back to the United States, you typically get caught. So what some of these wealthy people do is they park their assets abroad and they take nice vacations to the French Riviera and so forth. But we don't know about that. What we do know is that Hunter Biden had all kinds of overseas business contacts, and he admitted himself on Good Morning America that a lot of the boards he's on and a lot of the businesses he's been involved in probably wouldn't have happened if his dad weren't the vice president. Now, you can make of that what you will, and certainly he can't do anything about the fact that his dad's the vice president, but nobody can figure out what qualifies him to do any of this stuff, especially because he had a serious drug problem, he was kicked out of the military, he has a lot of instability professionally and personally in his life. In fact, according to the Wall Street Journal today, one of the big concerns about this Chinese venture was that Hunter Biden was too volatile, that he was not to be trusted with this amount of money, with this amount of responsibility. So when people actually had to put up their own money into a company, they weren't so happy when Hunter Biden was involved. But as far as foreign governments and foreign oligarchs may have been concerned, Hunter Biden might have been exactly the person to go to, because if the ultimate aim is to make a meeting with Joe Biden, or to get Joe Biden to do something you want, well, paying Hunter Biden is just as good. And so we still don't know enough about all of these murky connections, but we do know that Hunter Biden has been involved with a lot of corrupt or suspicious companies and individuals overseas, the most notorious of which is Burisma in Ukraine, and that there have been clear conflicts of interest for Joe Biden. When Joe Biden was vice president, he was in charge of U.S. policy toward Ukraine. But his son was working on the board of Burisma, which is not just some ordinary company. Burisma is one of the most powerful companies in Ukraine, and Ukraine is the transit point for natural gas from Russia into Europe. Europe relies on gas from Russia to heat itself, to run its energy, and so forth. Natural gas from Russia is a huge source of energy in Europe. A lot of that gas goes through Ukraine, and Burisma is very much involved in that. So it's crucial to understand that the transit point is a critical part of our foreign policy. If Joe Biden's in charge of our foreign policy toward Ukraine, and his son is on the board of Burisma, that's just a glaring conflict of interest. Biden lied, by the way, in the debate, saying that during the impeachment inquiry, everybody said he did nothing wrong. That's not what they said. They said the opposite. Officials in the Obama administration said they tried to raise the issue of Burisma with Joe Biden, and they got stonewalled. They got the runaround. They were told he was too busy to deal with it. So, in fact, this was a big problem. The reporters brought it up in 2014, and then they dropped it. But this was a very, very big problem. So huge conflict of interest for Joe Biden here. And I think it's not a stretch to call it corrupt. When you have this many unanswered questions, when Biden keeps lying about it, and there's a lot of money flowing, I think this becomes a corruption problem for Joe Biden.
It does. Joe Pollack, senior editor at large at Breitbart, thank you for your time. In closing, one more question for you. This is not going to be figured out in the next 12 days. What do you see happening if the president wins? Does it go away if Biden wins? It's a big question mark about all this, wouldn't it?
I think if Biden wins, it could go away. On the other hand, I think there are forces within the Democratic Party that want Biden out of the way as soon as possible. And so it could serve as a basis for getting him out of office and then installing Kamala Harris in his place. So either way, I think Joe Biden's political career is coming to an end. He will lose the election, and if he doesn't lose the election, he will lose office very quickly within the first 2 years for sure. And these allegations are not going to go away. The wrongdoing that we believe may have happened, at least with Hunter Biden, is going to be a huge problem, and it's going to hang over the head of any Biden administration. But I don't know that it's even going to happen. I think that what this reinforces is the idea that Trump is the answer. Trump is the one who drains the swamp. And I think he reinforced that image on Thursday night at the debate, that the swampiness of Biden, the swampiness of the Democratic Party, the swampiness of the media, they're suppressing the story. NPR won't cover the story. The tech companies won't let you tweet the story. They locked the New York Post out of its Twitter account. I mean, what Trump is up against are all of these forces that want to prevent people from finding out what's really going on. And I think that's a convincing case to elect Trump instead of Biden, because if you elect Biden, we're never going to find out what's happening. The tech companies are going to be able to get away with this. The Democrats are going to make the prosecutions go away, and we're not going to be able to unravel the corruption in Washington. So I think this is very, very important.
It is. Thank you for sharing. Joe Pollack, Breitbart, keep writing. We'll keep reading, and we'll talk soon, sir.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
That's right. We're going to keep winning. And we won yesterday. Over 500 ballots dropped off. Get your ballots in a secure ballot hub location. Drop them off downtown. Drop them off at the GOP here on Shaw as well. And we're going to do it. 2020, going to keep America great.
Trevor Carey, Power Talk 96.7, AM 1400, and the iHeartRadio app. The Trevor Carey Show on Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400.
Looks like Joe Biden's forgetfulness is starting to rub off on Kamala
Harris. We're looking at over 220 million Americans who just in the last several months died.
Wow, 220 million Americans died. I guess that means there's only 100 million more of us left. How did we have 220 million funerals? She got it wrong. We know that. Agent Squires, myself, a coworker down the hall on Fridays, we venture out. We went to a local establishment for lunch. We got it to go. We walked in, counter, ordered, walked out. 10 feet away from us, people at the table with no mask. And the part of the story is we just decided front door. We're like, let's just walk in and let's just order and we'll stay away from some other groups of people. And we did it. No mask on. Thank you to coworker for mentioning it on the way in. And we looked and we said, yeah, let's roll. So we rolled in and I think it was very safe and we smiled and they were very nice. And I think you could sit there and see how arbitrary it all was as the ridiculousness of it. We could supposedly have to stand here with a mask on, but over there we don't have to have it on. It's like, are you kidding me? You want us to play with that? In Brooklyn, it showed a city inspector handing out a COVID violation fine to a Jewish restaurant owner because he left his door open to let in some fresh air. The owner, you're giving me a ticket because my doors are open? He said, nobody's inside the restaurant. What if the store is hot? The inspector said everything is spelled out in the summons. Here's a business owner already struggling and the city of New York going in and fining him for leaving his door open. A recent report by NYC Hospitality Alliance of New York City found out of the 450 city restaurants, 87% failed to make full rental payments for August, 34% unable to pay at all. Nothing to see here. Please keep moving. I'll think of the people with the big Fresno Fair who were, laid off. We're seeing it all around us. It's hitting. But there is an answer because with Joe Biden, it's a continuation of the shutdown. As he said, he's flat out said that. If you're a Democrat, you're voting for Joe Biden. No, he has said, short of a vaccine, we're just going to keep shutting everything down. Some people are saying no. A big old Trump sign went up, kind of like the Hollywood sign down there that was spotted. There was another one down on the 405. They made them lay down on the ground. But another one down in on 91 in Riverside County. It was a big old Trump sign. Also one in Porterville got torn down as well. Well, they can't tear down the steel. They couldn't do that at the Light It Up broadcast yesterday. Thank you again to the Farmers for Trump and everybody that came out. It was, 7 months of sitting in this room, and I know people listened, but it was good to have people come up and just see faces and to talk about this election and to see their excitement and to hear them saying, you know what, I've done this, I've done that, I've talked to my neighbors, I've talked to people at church at 25% capacity from 6 feet away, and we've continued on. I've even chanted and sang about it. Speaking, I guess, of businesses hurting, Major League Baseball, I don't feel any hurt in my heart over they're probably freak out around the old corporate board table. Record low audience for the second straight night on Wednesday night. 8.9 million viewers on Fox. Again, the NBA would be happy with that. Major League Baseball is not. They just keep dropping. The previous low for game one had been 12 million. They were down to 8 some odd million as well. So Hey, it's, believe me, there's not a whole lot on the docket on a Friday night during COVID-19, and normally I'd be very much excited about the World Series. I'd already know what I'm eating. I would already know when I'm going to sit down and watch it. I would turn my phone on silent, put it in a drawer because I watch delay so I can fast forward through commercials, and I don't want anybody to text me, "Did you just see that? Bellinger ripped it." I've had that happen too many times, so I know to put that cell phone away, but I don't have to worry about that. Yeah, I want to watch. I kind of do. But you know what? I'm sorry. It's a difference. You take a stand against Marxism, I might come back. But no, they laid down for Marxism. And I'll tell you right now, the originators of the organization of Black Lives Matter, not my words, theirs. They're trained Marxists, man. Marxism is against freedom. Marxism is against you having a diverse view of religion or anything that you want to believe in. Enjoy your weekend. Sheriff Joe's going to be on Monday. That's going to be cool. A little cool down as well. Thanks to Agent Squires. Thanks to everybody that came out yesterday. John Girardi coming up next. God willing, back Monday.